What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
You are listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and as we do on Fridays, we are joining our second hour with the Summit Girls for Truth, and they are going to be dialing into the program as we are out of the studio today, out of the Dredge studio. And Lizzie has been traveling to California. We do absolutely love California. Historically, I basically spent 20 years in Pennsylvania, 20 years in Florida, and about 5 in Colorado. And always like being in the mountains, and basically Colorado and California are where it's at. We're getting a little bit of a wanderlust. Robin and I are to get out and travel. We haven't had a road trip for a while, and we used to travel quite a bit, RVing from Florida to the Rockies and all over the West and California and up into Canada and Vancouver and all that. So that's kind of how we fell into where we live here in Breckenridge. Is it was like the nearest awesome spot from Florida. So it was like, kind of a difficult 2-day trip to get from Florida, which is kind of press on to try to get there as quick as possible. The trip for us really didn't start until we hit the Rockies. Robin, much more than I do, has a real soft spot for liking Florida. I just think it's way too hot, and it's just really pretty much too hot. Going to have the girls on, and as always, they bring a different kind of flavor and a different energy to things. And I get really down to the nooks and crannies and the deep stuff of how you distribute and market and promote the local currency into the details and creating this system. It's really building a franchise. Franchise has just such a bad name to it in many instances, but all the franchise is a replicatable system. And we want the system to be very replicatable and proven, because we want to demonstrate that there's a problem and that this product, this system, helps to, solves the problem. And in order to do that, you have to articulate the problem and how the people see it, not what you see, but really what the people see. And then that you give them documented evidence and proof and showing how that works. So that's the process by which you kind of walk through and develop an innovative system. And from there, obviously that will always evolve and grow, because there's like new facets of it. There'll be a part of this that talks about we'll get back with that right after the break.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Support righteous men. Why did the people invite these men to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
That was the Freedom Movement, the musical genius of Aaron Dukes. Do check that out. That's the Freedom Movement. You can find them, you know, just I guess a real good place to find that is that ReverbNation.com, and then in the search, just put in Freedom Movement. Aaron Dukes is both in the both hip hop groups that you're listening to just then of the Freedom Movement and the Wandering Monks, where he's with Linguistry as part of the Freedom. Excuse me, the Wandering Monks. So. We, I believe, we're now joined with Choice.
Yeah, Choice is here.
All right, Choice is here. Choice is gearing up for a trip to Tampa. And basically what's going on there is the Republican National Committee. I'm sure Occupy Tampa will then be there as part of the big political theater where they... we'll have engineered conflict, and then there will also be Paul Fest. And, you know, we basically want to unite these factions so that they just, focus on monetary reform. And what are you looking to do while you're there, Choice?
Well, obviously, going to go there and represent Mountain Hours and the beauty of a local currency as a solution, and try to, communicate with people the importance of this, and hopefully stimulate in their minds that this is exactly something that they can learn and take back to their own communities and start their own local currency, and let them know that it is, it does take some work, but it is relatively a simple process. You just decide to do it, create your logo, develop your currency, and then start, pitching to businesses to sign up to be a part of Organic Solution. And just show them that, we did it, I'm here representing it, and hopefully educate them that this is absolutely something that they can do, in the places that they live. And then be there to answer any questions and just give an alternative, solution to the mainstream political propaganda of, putting your faith into one politician that's in the left-right paradigm, which I don't believe is an answer. So I want to go in and just go right to the heart, right to the heart of the source and deliver a solution and educate.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing that we always go, you vote and everybody votes and they cross their fingers that the politicians are going to do something different than the last guy. And, it's just the continuity of agenda. Nothing ever changes. Alternatively, if the people just focus on, literally, if you took 10 people and just sat them down, like, what, we're creating a new monetary system. What is the dream? What's the dream process for that currency? What would that currency have to do for you? What would it achieve? And then have those people help design it and then just create that so that it fills and it rewards the values of that community, and then just put it into practice. So now you're not crossing your fingers anymore about somebody else doing something, right? Because now you have internalized the responsibility, and it requires us to take responsibility, put this in effect. And then other people will share that. They'll recognize the value of it, and from there it just grows.
Honestly, as the Occupy group in Tampa, the We Are Change people in Tampa and Florida, I mean, they're active, good people that are educated. They are awake. They understand a lot of issues that a lot of the mainstream people in America don't. So it's a really, I'm really excited to go back and relate to some of them again since being away for so long. I mean, that's where I became really, became awake, was working with We Are Change Tampa and doing lots of street action. So they have the gumption, they have the will, they have the intelligence, they have the manpower, and so I would really be excited to reconnect with them and show them this goes hand in hand with everything that they believe. It's solution based. It is an action more than the talk in a protest, in a complaint, which are all necessary. I'm not, bashing those things, because it's important to educate the public and to make people aware of these topics. So, that's step one, but the bigger and better step is step two, which is put a solution into action. And I think that they are just the perfect, the perfect like-minded people that could absolutely make something like this happen, for Florida. And, I am excited to see if I can ignite that and get that going, with them while I'm there.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing is to basically get them all together in one place and start the groundwork for it right now. And literally, like, just you can actually set up an event on Facebook. And this is something that for everybody, like, if you know, we're actually trying to create this as a model for other people to replicate. So, okay, we want this. The, you know, people, you know, it's not like we're imposing this on people there. We've talked to people and We Are Change Tampa that want to do that. Choice and I used to be the leaders of that group a couple of years ago. And, you know, effectively we'd have End the Fed events and we'd have actions in the street handing out CDs and truth cards. Talking about, you know, who owns the Fed and how do they create money and those sorts of things. So it's just all based upon awareness. So now we're elevating, we're innovating our activism to another level, and that's where we're setting up a system whereby the people can exchange their energy with a local currency. So step one is you need a domain name. That is, looks like it's going to be a Clearwater Hours. Do you have that domain already?
Yeah, I just got it. So that is secured for anyone of the activists down there to take it and run with it, you know?
Yeah. So that's step one, is you secure the domain name, because the domain name will basically drive what the logo is going to look like. Right. So that tells you what the logo should look like. And then the colors of the logo and the font and all that will drive what the currency itself is going to look like along with the website.
Definitely. And I think it's just really, you know, since we have done this here, we can just make it so much more easy for, you know, and share our expertise and our knowledge with what we have done to help them get going, because I know that there are people that want to do it down there. So I think it's just going to be really great to be able to give that information to them. It's just such a altruistic, you know, exchange that I think it'll just make it easier. We want to make it easier for other people to start their own local currencies.
Sure. I was curious, did you see what the créditos look like from Argentina? I posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, I did. I reposted the John Turmel video of that on Summit Girls for Truth on our Facebook page, and captioned it "Muy importante." So it is. It's very important for as many people to watch that. It's not long, but it's filled with exactly the correct information of why a local currency can work. And to save us in a desperate time, or just to, you know, help us sustain and to go local, buy local within our community without a disaster. It's insurance. If there is an economic collapse, you can already have our local currencies in place. It's just really good video, really good information, and it just hits on all the points that are extremely pertinent to why we're doing this.
So with respect to the design of the crédito itself, it's really basic. And that was used, they created billions of them that millions of people used during Argentina's economic collapse. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is it has a really simple design. It's this is not about how awesome your design is. People don't use it because your design is amazing. They use it because it gets them what they want when they don't have Federal Reserve notes. So a lot of times what happens is groups overthink the design, and they get so focused on the design that, you know, months and months and months and months will go by, and it's completely unnecessary, because no matter how perfect your design is going to have to be redesigned. Because you'll find some kind of flaw, like Mountain Hours needs to be reduced down in size. It's too big for a typical wallet, so we're gonna have to reduce it in size. So
agreed.
I mean, Choice helped to design that. How much time did we spend designing that? Quite a bit, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, you can't spin your wheels a little too much.
All right. Yep. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Yes, I can remember we're joined with Choice for Summit Girls of Truth, and you know, when Choice and I were active with We Are Change Tampa, we used to hand out in traffic on a Saturday often, people going to the beach and Clearwater Beach, and we're looking to help them launch Clear Water Hours, because who doesn't want clear water? That's something that we can all embrace. And, you know, just think, off of that terminology, just clear water, what that invites in. The local currency supports, at the most basic level, clear water. It, you know, rather than having a globalist system where oil is used heavily in order, you know, to support globalism, you have to have an oil-based economy where products are being brought in from China at great, great distances, so there's huge amounts of energy being consumed rather than things being produced locally. And the Gulf Coast was all just recently afflicted with the BP oil disaster, so rather than us being reliant upon products being brought at great, great distances by using oil, this is a tool with the local currency will actually support clear water. How's that for a nice little a support mechanism, an idea, a train of thought, Joyce?
I think it's great, especially since, we are looking for overall wellness. We're looking for overall wellness for everybody, and that includes our money system. We want overall wellness organic money. We want overall wellness organic food, overall wellness organic water. We have been looking into Congdon water, which Chris Steiner, who has been a guest on your show, and he's introduced us to Congdon water. And I think it goes perfectly with Clearwater Hours, knowing that Chris lives in Clearwater. So, just all of it is just, it's kind of about everything's full circle. And that's what we want. We want a full circle, a complete circle of wellness and organic love and substance for our brothers and sisters, And so I think it's perfect. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, and by no means does this mean the currency is just for clear water. This could actually be the regional currency for the greater Tampa Bay area.
Sure.
Because Tampa Bay itself, of course, what do they want? They want clear water, right?
Well, sure, and we're surrounded by clear, beautiful water, which is why people move there. And it's perfect. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, so it's like, as I often say with what we're doing, this is a product. We don't think of, because generally we only have one kind of money, so we don't think of it as a product. But all it is money is energy transfer technology, and you can use, there's different types of money out there, like, for instance, airline miles, that's a type of money. Credit card or gift cards are a type of money. The particular money that we're using right now, that's our dominant money, it's not performing well for us, so we want to innovate that. And with the innovation of anything, you have to get people to accept it. So you always want to talk about the benefits of that product. Clear water. How's that for a name? It's perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And to go back to the video from Argentina where they're using their créditos after the 2001 economic collapse, which they started using their créditos in a time of their bank holidays, a collapse. The people were going to their banks to withdraw their money, and there was a total shutdown. So they were in despair. People with affluent education, affluent people, and bachelor's degrees, and teachers, they're on the street, banging on the bank's doors, wanting their money, it wasn't happening. They were all told, oh, we can't do it because of their government debt. And I actually had a good post I did on Summit Girls for Truth. And the question on that post was, who profits from public debt? And that's what the people in Argentina were told. Why they're suffering is because they have a public debt. Well, to answer that question, who profits from public debt? The banks, that's who. And when you understand that the Democrats and Republicans are controlled by the bank cartels, you will also understand that they will never balance the federal budget or reduce the debt. So that's why this is so important to have these systems in place. We don't want the despair that the Argentine people had. Obviously not. We're not wanting it. We're not wishing it. We're not manifesting that. However, when we can set up Clearwater Hours and Summit Mountain Hours and Ithaca Hours, and this is just, it's a beautiful way to have a system already in place that can benefit us immediately and provide insurance. God forbid that they do target us, which, it's happening, but hopefully before it gets really bad.
Yeah, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Thank you for joining Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are joined with Choice of Summit Girls for Truth. As we do always weekdays, 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time, we are focused on the evolution of mankind through the energy transfer technology called money. We are going to innovate that system and spread it to our brothers and sisters across the country and the world so that they can provide abundance for themselves, so that they can use their commercial energy so as to use their energy to support their values. To that end, when I was talking about Choice back in traffic way back, two, 3, 4 years ago, we would hand out truth cards. And on the truth card, it had one of the recommended documentaries to watch was Argentina's Economic Collapse. I'm sure you remember the documentary.
Oh, of course. And I, being in Tampa, there is a huge Latino population in Tampa all over. I mean, South America, Mexico. And it actually was a really good icebreaker when I would roller skate through traffic up to cars and, you know, hand out cards. We were, you know, talking about in the Fed, the corruption of the Fed, educating that the Federal Reserve is not part of the government, private institution. And on the back, with the YouTube video suggested the Argentina economic collapse, oh, people from South America, they'd be like, oh, yeah, we were there, or we know about it. We have relatives that suffered from it. So it was, you know, within their lifetime. We're not talking about something from back in the history books, like years and hundreds of years ago. I mean, it was 2001. So they had firsthand, you know, backlash from that. So it was really easy to relate to a lot of the people that of, you know, Latino background and culture, and they got it. They got it right away.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you're, you know, again, it's marketing. You're trying to connect with your audience, and when you have something that you can instantly, they might not know about the Federal Reserve in Latin America, perhaps. But if you talk about the IMF or the World Bank, that corruption, their neighboring countries or their own countries have been victimized by this international banking cabal. So once you start talking about the IMF and World Bank, they instantly connect with you. And that was always powerful to talk about it from that perspective, because we could relate quickly.
Oh, absolutely. They're like, oh, yeah, they come in and rape our country's natural resources. I mean, and in the video that we were talking about with John Trammell and, what is his name, Isaac Ishton? Forgive me if I said his name wrong. I mean, they were talking, you know, here the people of Argentina are left in desperation, and they're a country full of many natural resources, and their children are hungry. Their children are getting, they would go to school and get one meal a day. The teachers were saying that it was so hard for the children to even concentrate because until after 2 p.m., after they could get their meal. I mean, they were coming to school hungry with a country that's full of natural resources, and they can't even feed their children. I mean, it's disgustingly absurd.
Yeah, it's a shame. And what, you know, from our own experience, Choice and I actually went, what year did we go to Argentina?
I think it was 2010. Forgive me. I think it was 2004, 2005.
Yeah. Cause I thought it was before we woke up kind of politically what happened in like 2008. So I kind of thought it was prior to that.
I think it was 2004, because if we would have known, if we were awake at that point, we would have been asking a lot more questions to the locals about what had happened.
Well, what was, very a powerful reminder when you go, because we were there, you know, say 5 years after their peso collapse, and when you'd walk around, the banks all had big old steel doors in front of them, where they're set up pretty much there's no glass that wouldn't be covered up. Like everything, you could tell that when they wanted to shut stuff down, it was like completely shut down with steel over all of the buildings, that even if the glass was broken, you couldn't get into the buildings. So it wasn't, the banks were like that, in addition to the first floor businesses all through Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm. Bars on the doors, bars on the windows, stuff like that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and this is like in their most abundant, that's their capital.
Right. It definitely, I mean, because we had to go in to do currency exchanges, and it definitely, and we knew about the collapse, but again, like you said, we weren't awake, but when you walked in, there was a dark cloud. You could feel the dark cloud around those places.
Yeah, and like part of the, when you go on tours, I remember we took a tour that actually took us near the shanty town area.
Mm-hmm. The Plaza de Mayo, I think. Oh, I probably said that wrong. But they took us also to, the shanties, and then to where they would protest.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Plaza de Mayo. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, there was a period of time that Argentina was the wealthiest country in the Western Hemisphere, even more wealthy.
The Paris of South America.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, a lot of Americans, we don't know that because we're not educated on this. It's kind of like we just perceive like there's America and there's everybody else. We didn't realize that the natural resources in Argentina are massive, and basically Buenos Aires was built to be a replica of Paris, and it's got these wide boulevards. It's got the same kind of architecture. It's absolutely beautiful, but you can tell that it's gone through a very difficult time when we were there, that, you know, the scars were still, the physical scars were still there.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, I'm glad we went. I would like to go back again, knowing what we know now. And, yeah, it's another thing to set a goal for.
So the next step from all of this is just basically the realization, okay, what happened and then how did they get through it? And what's amazing is, like, before, you know, back when I was basically a gold bug and I was, that's like a, you know, because you go through these phases of awareness, the different levels, and the documentary Argentina's Economic Collapse, actually, what it shows, it gives you the false solution. That particular, what's good about it is it shows that the people rose up. They got out in the streets and they banged their pots and pans. The mothers and the grandmothers of the missing, they had a group of men that were called the missing, where in the night they would just, if they were dissenters, they would get snatched up and just kidnapped and killed, and nobody would ever hear about them. So eventually all the mothers and grandmothers would get together and bang pots and pans to demonstrate, because the media wouldn't cover the missing.
Well, and the mothers of the missing children, they would actually get together and march. The mothers and the wives march and actually dance in memory, you know, of their missing loved ones.
Yeah, there's a sting song about that.
There is. I actually think it was maybe, he also was talking about the coup from Pinochet in Chile, but the women of Argentina did it similar.
What I was saying with respect to this is, in that documentary, Argentina's Economic Collapse, it basically said, well, they, you know, the government gave up because the people protested. That's not
right.
What really happened, right? And by the way, the other lesson in that was an actual lesson is they had an election, and then a man of the people named Menem, he was just kind of like the Obama guy, who was like cooler and more ethnic and whatever. So he was
very polished, more Americanized.
Yeah, so he was supposed to be more of like a man of the people, and they kind of invested all of their belief in that guy, and then that guy just ripped them off even further.
Right.
So then they rose up, and they're like, oh my God, the whole political thing's corrupt. They kicked their government out for like the third time in like 3 years or whatever. And they basically gave the idea that it was all about protesting is what really fixed everything. Protesting doesn't feed your kids. So what we're trying to show is, if you go to Summit Girls for Truth and watch this video, which is, it's actually called, Money by Isaac Izatan, and John Turmel basically narrates parts of it, because a lot of it is difficult to understand. It's got subtitles, but he kind of walks through it, and he's been a guest on the show as well. But ultimately, they set up hundreds of barter networks where basically they had a barter fair. People didn't have anything. Like, just imagine, you know, listeners, just imagine the banks shut down tomorrow and didn't open for a month. What would you do to feed your kids?
Right. You can't take your money out. You can't do it electronically. You can't go down to take it out. It is closed.
Right. It's you know, we're in Summit County, so it's not like, well, fortunately, it's summertime. But, you know, you can think of what you do. But ultimately, like everybody goes to the grocery store, that all gets raided. But then what do you do after that when everything is shut down? Nobody has any money to buy anything. At that point, it just becomes literally the farmers won't even go to the farmers market because they can't bring their stuff without it all getting stolen. So until there's like a level of security and organization, the farmers even go underground. So what eventually then happens is this barter fair is set up. And when you walk into the barter fair, local activists will, you'll bring your stuff with you from your house. Like literally just look around your house. Whatever you see sitting in your living room, your dining room, and your garage, probably your garage stuff would go first. And you would bring that stuff to the barter fair, and you would be trading that stuff for food. That's kind of exactly what happens. What did you think when you were watching that last night? We watched that together. I watched it for the second time, and it's really emotionally powerful.
Well, yeah, I just think, that was the solution. Them setting up their barter currency and their barter fairs, that's what told them, that's what was able to allow them to feed their children. It wasn't protesting. And I think that's the lesson that people who watch this need to take away from it. You know, the Occupy people, I was a part of the Occupy group as well, but it shows, okay, protesting, education, okay, good. Now what? Does that feed you? No. So that's why it's so important to watch this. That's what's motivating. That's what's inspiring to see people coming together and be like, okay, I think they said in the documentary, you know, the government or abandoned us, so we don't need you. We're creating our own money. We're creating our own system. And again, I don't want it to get bad here to have that happen. I mean, I'm not wishing it. I'm not manifesting it. But it is something that we should all be aware of. And why not create an organic solution, an organic currency in your community now to do fair trade without interest, where no one's being ripped off through debt and interest. It's just basically like a expanded farmers market that you can just use your local currency. And it's something that we can do right now and not have, the sky does not have to be falling to do it. So that's what I took from it.
Yeah, and it's a very, like, I remember just even Argentina's economic collapse, that was very visceral. But the other aspect of watching this was almost like part two of it, the backstory that they didn't want you to know.
Right, interesting that wasn't in there on the first one. So you're absolutely right with that.
Uh-huh. Because that's really what you, okay, how do you fix this? How do you fix this? And the way you fix this is by the people, because the people can sustain themselves. They just need to not be dependent upon a system that is outside of them that they can't control, meaning the external debt, the external monetary system. But what is within them is the power to create a monetary system is for them to innovate barter so that they can barter and systemize that process so that it's efficient. So that, literally, you have something, it's an economic safety net. And it's even more than that, because let's say there is no collapse, there is none of that. What it does, it builds a system where the people source their products locally first, rather than the globalist system where we go to Walmart first.
Exactly. And that's why when I pitched to the businesses here, I mean, Colorado is already in the mindset of support local businesses, barter between businesses, go local, buy local. And this local currency, Mount Ours, it's just the ultimate way to go local, buy local. And people already get that. They already get that. It's easy to wrap their brain around. They want to do it. Businesses were already doing it. So to have it systematized is... It's easy for them to sign on to it, and it makes it even better.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, if they took it in this documentary from this massive and dire. I mean, at the beginning of it, they had an individual who was so hopeless because they lost their life savings when the bank shut down that they purposely lit themselves on fire.
Yeah, that actually was in Turkey, because the same attack, the IMF globalist attack, was happening on Turkey as well. So they had a bank holiday and all that there as well, and she was so distraught that, you know, she did. She lit herself on fire in protest, which I'm not saying to do, but that's how much it can destroy your life and destroy your, you know, your it rips your core.
Yeah, and by the way, this has actually happened in the United States. There's an individual, I think a year ago, that actually did that same thing. They went to the courthouse, they're losing their house in a foreclosure, and the guy lit himself on fire. So we'll be right back.
Something above, God, shine your light down here, shine on the love of the loveless.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
And we are joined with Choice from Summit Girls for Truth, and we're talking about Argentina's economic collapse and what their remedy was. And their remedy is to create a local barter script. And this is really important. The paper has no value. The paper is nearly meaningless. The paper is just a voucher, like a gift certificate, that allows the people to trade more efficiently. So the members of that community, when pesos were unavailable, the people were forced to create a barter community, and to make the barter more systematic, they would just basically, any business that would set up a table at the barter fair would be issued 100 créditos, and then they would trade the créditos. So that way it would be a more evolved and efficient system for barter. Choice, when you were watching that, remember that they can't kind of have the before and after, and John Turmel was dancing around a little bit. Could you just see the energy difference with the people when they were relieved? They had peace of mind that they could feed their children by selling their stuff through this system.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there were people that, I mean, they were left no choice, you know, really, except the choice to create their own system, which is the right choice. And they were even saying that businesses, you know, the companies that they worked for, they weren't able to pay them, because some of the companies could still pay in pesos, and then some couldn't. And the ones that couldn't pay with pesos, they would say, okay, well, we can't pay you in pesos, but here, take product. We'll pay you in our company's product, which they're like, great. They were then taking the product down to the barter, the barter networks, and being able to then barter with the products that they earned in wages, since they weren't able to use pesos, to then buy food to feed their families, or clothes, or, you know, what the necessities that they needed.
Yeah, and then from there, in the same documentary, they moved to Ithaca, New York, at a farmer's market, where the people of Ithaca, New York, were doing the exact same thing. And then it's like, it was just a confirmation of all the work that we've done here in Summit County, that we are doing exactly the right thing. And it felt really good to have that affirmation of this documentary from years ago that we were already promoting. It just it reaffirmed that we're exactly on the right track.
Well, it was just full circle. It's just full circle from the whole journey. And Andrews was really glad to see and have them then give, you know, Ithaca hours and Ithaca, New York, and interviews there some time, because, you know, they implemented the system without, you know, the IMF coming in, or the globalists coming in, or the Federal Reserve coming in, or crashing Ithaca, New York's economy. I mean, they set this up just knowing that this is a good thing. So I'm glad that they gave, you know, FaceTime to that as well. So it was just affirmation and full circle, and it's again muy importante.
Yeah, that's what was just so. You know, we Choice and I put lots of time into promoting Mountain Hours. I mean, lots and lots of time. It's more than a full-time job, because it's our passion for emancipating our brothers and sisters, and just this horrible system. This all of the evil that is being perpetrated on the planet is financed through the monetary system
right now.
So we just want to create something with some different rules and provide abundance. And we are out of time. We'll be back on Monday with Michael Bednarik, and then on Tuesday with Farid Kerr. We're out.